Sorry, I'm tired. 2019 self-titled record there that was called Got You. They played around here recently. Yeah, I saw the videos on the socials. A huge just wave of people passing people around above them. It looked like a wild time. Again, Amo and the Sniffers and Got You. Chelsea Curve, local music from 2022's record called All of the Things. That was Girl Cave Dog. And finished up with New Noise. Just another great entry from this great Boston band called Key of Caustic. Their new record is called Unleashed. That was Steppin' Out. All right, got New Noise from one of Boston's best Nervous Eaters. They've got a bunch of singles coming out before the new record is coming out next year. This is brand new from them. It is called Talk, spelled T-A-L-K-K. Listen to the lyrics. It's all about what happens, you know, when guys and girls try to make it work, and sometimes it just doesn't, and it never will. This is Talk, brand new noise at WMFO.
Yeah. Finding inspiration, I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jabs don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. We'll be right back.
I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments. In an unguarded moment. Unguarded moments. In an unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment.
In an unguarded moment.
In an unguarded moment.
In an unguarded moment. the blows of smell the powder burn. As a young but not too young to learn, shouldn't be no need, babe. But you know what it's all about too. Gotta set the score straight. Gotta learn them all about you. Shouldn't be no need, babe. But you know what it's all about too. I gotta set the score straight. Gotta learn them.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Christmas,
Well, that must be my cue. It's WMFO, and it is 8:21 in the morning. I am Mike. And yeah, let me tell you what I played in that last set. And then we have our guests on the line, which I will bring up shortly. Probably going to take about as much time as it takes for me to read these songs back that I played to you. Funny how that works out. All right, I had a really good set here. Very excited to lead that set off with New Noise from Nervous Eaters. Brand new single from them called Talk, spelled T-A-L-K-K. It is an advanced single from their new album that's coming out next year. Very excited to hear that. Ian McCulloch, using my DJ powers to go way back in time to the 80s. That's an expanded edition of their great album called Candleland. That was Proud to Fall. The Church, another one from the 80s. You can't just do one. It was a 30th anniversary remaster of The Church's record called Of Skins and Heart. That was The Unguarded Moment. Little Barry, I love that band and song from 2014's record called Shadow. That was Eyes Were Young. Killer bass line in there. One of the people on the phone is a bass player, or maybe he heard that. I want to see what he thinks of that bass line. It was awesome. And the Gripweed, yeah, you did. You heard the Christmassy kind of shaky things. What do you call those? I'm so tired. Oh, Jingle Bells, right? I don't know. Brand new from the Gripweeds, record called Under the Influence of Christmas. That was Christmas Dream. I think I better bring my guests on because I don't know. I can't talk. How you guys doing?
We're good. Well, I'm good, but Todd is very sick.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so he'll be.
I'm here in spirit with my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you put a little drip of Sambuca in there? That might help.
No, but I am shotgunning that with some peppermint tea.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's almost the same thing. Well, not really. Actually,
I'm double fisting it in your honor this morning, Mike. You're my hero, man. Getting up and doing radio, live radio, and killing it. I love the show. The show this morning is fantastic.
Thank you. And by the way, Todd, as a bass player, do you know that band, Little Barry? What did you think of that bass line, if you know it?
I don't know the band, but I just really enjoyed. The whole morning, it seems that you've kind of been on a theme, that Abel and the Sniffers song. What a ripping bass part.
Yeah.
Chelsea Curve, I mean, Linda's bass playing spectacular. The bass line in the Ian McCulloch song you played, it was just beautiful.
Nostalgic, man.
And then you played Prince. I mean, what a set.
Do you love that song? I love that Prince song.
I
love that song.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you like it. I mean, it's kind of selfish, the reason I play these things. The loud ones were because I'm going to, like, you know, fall asleep. So it'll just wake me up. So hopefully it woke you up, too. So
you're double fisting with some rock and roll.
Yeah. And you with the peppermint tea. All right, so I didn't even introduce you yet. I think I should do that. So very excited, everybody, dear listeners, to introduce you to Todd and Lisa. They are the purveyors and founders of a brand new record company. That would you guys say it's founded in Maine, or is it a Massachusetts thing? What do you think it is?
I think that we are regionally New England, because we do have a New Hampshire band, Fifth Freedom, as well. Good morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we are definitely focused on Boston, greater Boston. And while we live in Maine right now, we're making the move to get back to Boston in the spring permanently.
Can't wait. That was Lisa, by the way, if nobody could tell. And Todd is the other one there. Todd, I already mentioned he's a bass player, and Todd's no stranger to the Boston area. Todd Erickson is your last name. I think some people might know. You've got a great legacy here in Boston. Shake the Faith, a bunch of other stuff.
Thank you, Mike. I have a very blessed, you know, past, and I was lucky enough to land in Shake the Faith with my bros, Jesse Mayer and Casey Lindstrom, and we just had a really great time and a really good run. And we were kind of like a comet that just came and went, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And luckily, the three of us are still around, and I think you've been to one of the reunion shows, if I'm not mistaken, Mike. I think you participated in one of those.
You know, I think that cold is getting to you. No, I haven't had the pleasure of doing that, but I want to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do another one. I'm sorry. No, do it again. I want to go.
We're able to get back together. It seems like about once every 10 years. Hopefully that won't go so long this time. But thanks for the introduction. And we're just here to talk about Rock Garden Records and what's going on with Lisa and all the goings on and the artists and the music and the fun that we're having with that.
Absolutely. So Rock Garden Records is having I guess I would call it a coming out party. And you guys are not doing this quietly. It's sponsored by our friend Chachi and Breakfast with the Beatles. And it's called Revolution, as in Beatles. Rock Garden Records artists celebrate the 55th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album. 55 years since the White Album came out. And that's happening on, and I said the date wrong before, Sunday, November 26th at Brighton Music Hall. That's a huge venue to have this party. Congratulations on getting this off the ground.
Thank you. We're so excited. Really, for these bands to play on a big stage like Brighton Music Hall, I mean, we all love our little rooms, our cozy little rooms, Midway and Sally O's and the Burren and the Square Root. They're all fantastic rooms. It just feels different. I mean, I'm not a musician, but it must feel different to these artists to play on these big stages. You know, they've worked so hard. They really need this.
Oh, yeah.
And people need to hear them. People need to hear this music. There's so much good music out there right now. And we're just lucky to have these people playing, you know, digging in our garden with us. So we're giving them a 30-minute set at Brighton Music Hall. They're going to play original music, and then they're going to play one song that they chose from the Beatles' White Album, which is turning 55. So this is a celebration of that. And some of the choices are really interesting because the White Album the Beatles never released any singles from the White Album. So here we are. We are doing singles from the White Album in our own way. It will be our own, you know, our artists' own versions of these. And totally going to rock it up, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because a band and song so iconic from an album like that for an artist to be able to make it their own on stage like that, and as you were saying, I mean, a lot of times, you know, people that go to clubs, the stage, quote unquote, is like a rug in the corner of the room, which is fine, but this is a legit stage, so this is a big deal. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 artists that are going to be playing here. Why don't we talk just a little bit about each one of them? We'll do it real quick because we could talk forever about them. But let's start with our friends Galaxy Cake.
Yeah, we saw them. Oh my gosh, we love them. We saw them for the first time this summer at Sally O'Brien's with our friends from Girl with a Hawk and Linnea's Garden, and you know, just the joy is there. We fell in love with them and invited them to be a part of this and cannot wait to see what they put out.
Yep, they are an all-girl band, which is a good thing. And kind of new to the whole thing with so it's really exciting to have them be able to play in a place like this. And our friend Holly is killing it on bass, so can't wait for that. Fifth Freedom, is that the New Hampshire one that you mentioned?
It is in New Hampshire. Originally from Maine, they're in New Hampshire now, but they play all over the place. They're really, really good band. I mean, they've played in Laconia Bike Week. They play, you know, big level. They opened up for Buck Cherry. Am I right with that, Todd?
Also Blackstone Cherry on tour. And they bring, you know, what I would say, you guys, is that, you know, they bring the heavy. I mean, they're one of our serious, you know, rock artists, and their frontman, lead singer, main inspiration, main songwriter, Alan Jones, is a spectacular musician, well-rounded, very established in the songwriting, guitar playing, frontman world, and he brings sort of a big presence to a band that's going places. So we're really lucky to reconnect with them. Like, we've known them up in the Maine area for many, many years, played together back in as far back as like 20, 10. And he has just maintained a profile up here and put himself out in the road and we connected and he saw the label blossoming and he said, "Hey, is there any way we can work together?" Yeah. And I'm in the studio with them right now. We're finishing their first single, which will
that's awesome because
be go ahead. In your ear holes very soon.
Ear holes. I have to say I'm starting to get psyched because I'm starting to realize that all of these bands are different, you know, in yeah. genre. So I can't wait mm-hmm. to see what they bring to the Beatles covers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's kind of what we've done, not to stray too far, but we really, it's not like we've gone out looking for people. I mean, most of the bands that we found have found us, but we really want to keep it, you know, really diverse. So that's our goal. But next up, we have the False Positives, which features our good friend Dave Harrison, who is formerly from the Voodoo Dolls.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guitarist, great songwriter. His song, Leave the Mark, really is what propelled us to where we are right now. You know, Todd heard from his friend, you know, his drummer, Jesse Mayer, who, you know, just put it out there. See if Todd wanted to play bass for the False Positives. And it turned out that Dave wanted to go into the studio, and Todd recorded him, and Rock Garden Records put out Leave the Mark, and it's still going strong almost 6 months later.
So. Yeah, it's a great song, yeah. You know, so it's got some life. And by the way, don't tell anybody, but I'm going to spin like 5 songs from some of these artists, and False Positives, they're going to lead off the set. So don't tell anybody,
I
though.
Love
I want it to be song. I want it to be a surprise. Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't tell anyone.
All right, next up is the great Holy Smoke, and one of you, not Lisa, Todd, is the bass player for Holy Smoke.
I attempt to play the instrument.
Stop it. We did that together. We both told you to stop it in unison, so you got to stop.
Holy Smoke is the band that you guys have played and introduced to the world through your efforts. I mean, you guys were the first place. You guys were the first station to play us. In the Boston area.
Yeah, it might have been Mark Skin Radio, too, Destiny Costa.
Destiny.
And Destiny introduced me to Kirsten Travinsky.
Yeah.
Back in 2020 when we released Is This America? And Destiny thought of Kirsten's show, and one thing, you know, led to another, and mm-hmm. in the middle of the pandemic. Raging and the whole, you know, 2020 election cycle, we put out a song, kind of reflecting on some of that stuff, asking that difficult question, you know, what is America? You know, is this it? And that's kind of where we are now. You guys, you know, continue to support the songs we put out. We released a cover of Bye Bye Love this year.
Yep.
Single called Balance, which has been in, you know, regular, kind of not rotation, but, you know, regular airplay with you guys and others. And it's my personal outlet to write music and create with some amazing musicians who are wonderful people who I love. And I'm just really lucky to have that outlet. And I'm honored to be a part of what's going on and play every once in a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to hear a selection from Holy Smoke as well. One of your latest ones that you put out called Balance. I'm going to play that as well. Yeah. And next up is probably the most unique band that we've certainly that you've got on the roster, but almost the most unique band I've ever heard. They're, it's like swamp rock would be the categorization, I think. Crowfollow.
Darlings, absolutely, just the most magical and really unique. You can't put your finger. Of course, they have the horns. It has a little bit of morphine in there. I get the feelings of X at times, too. But it's Tim and Judy Sprague are the singer-songwriters, musicians, artists for this group with Ramona. I can never pronounce her last name, on drums, and Carolyn on bass, and John Keegan on saxophone.
Keegan.
Yes, he's fantastic. They just really, it's They're so amazing. We love them. We love their whole vibe and everything. And their version of this Beatles song, this song is going to blow your mind.
I bet. And they're another one that just have a great legacy here in the Boston area as far as playing in bands and being musicians. So this is their latest incarnation. I can't wait to play something from them today and to hear them on that big stage as well. We have two more bands that are going to be featured, and they both have a common denominator, and he really is. Smitty has two bands, and you've got both of them, Little Billy Lost and Smitty and the Fez Stones. They're both going to be playing that day, too.
Oh, man. I can't even, I just can't say enough about them. Pat Moynihan is bass player for Little Billy Lost and is a good friend of ours, has been for a while. And it's interesting how we came to be. They were on Code 213 out of California. And, and for the longest time, Pat was just like, we just really want a home. We need to be on a label. And now we get it. We didn't really understand it before. We thought, because we'd always done everything ourselves and put Todd's music out just, without a label and just ourselves. And now we really get it. And we're so grateful that we have Little Billy Lost and Smitty and the Fez Stones. It's just like completes our family, really. It's, we love to play with those guys. We love to promote them. Smitty is the absolute showman and promoter. The Fez Stones, the new song, The Growler, is like one of the most amazing songs live. You've got to see these guys live. Actually, both bands live are just the best live bands.
Yeah, it's very interesting because Little Billy Lost, Smitty's a drummer, so he's a drummer in Little Billy Lost, but Smitty and the Fez Stones, he's the front guy. So two very different bands, both bring a lot to the label and to the performance. So that's really cool. And I just want to touch on too. There's some very special performances that are going to happen outside of those as well. Let me just sort of name them off, and you can just sort of say whatever you'd like to say.
Sure.
Boston's own John Paul Haida. From his band, The International Airport. You've got John on your label.
We do. I'm a little bit speechless right now because I listen to this music all the time. And to be able to work with someone like John Paul Haida, who has such a legacy not only in Boston but nationwide as the Todd Rundgren aficionado and, stand in basically for when people need Todd Rundgren.
Definitely.
Can't be there. They call John. He's super talented. What a creative. We're really lucky to have him.
Mm-hmm. Next.
And we'll be putting out a new song of his actually next week. He has a song coming out.
Called Chantel.
No, that's Tom Karen.
Testing you. You passed.
Okay. John Paul Haida has a beautiful song coming out called Idling. It's stunning. And kind of unlike his more recent, this is definitely a little deeper. The lyrics are a little harder.
I'm going to play Idling.
Yeah. Okay. That's great, Mike. So you want to? I could just chime in here for a sec if I can still talk. You want to talk about diverse? The beauty of Crow Follow and John Paul Haida's music is that it's. You don't know what's coming next. These people are super creative and have very wide open minds when it comes to the recording process. So we're just ecstatic to, see what shows up in our inbox. Just kind of buckle up and go for the ride,
Yep. Let's talk about a real coup. The next artist you've got Tom Satch Kerins, and talk about legacy in the area. I just saw his band for the first time the other night. What a great performer! It's a great sound on Tom Satch Kerins.
He's fantastic, and he was back in the day in that super fun band, the Catalinas.
Yep,
you remember them? Yeah, they were great. So here's another singer songwriter that needed a home. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't be prouder to team up with him and promote him and get his music in people's ear holes because it needs to be there. It really does.
It does.
He's a lovely human, too, really.
Yeah. Speaking of lovely humans, Captain Easy Chord. He's the guy always with the captain's hat, playing the keyboards, and it's just really good, happy music in his band. I'm really glad he's on the label too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. You know, he is such a great kind of. I wouldn't say I'm not putting this right. Not a promoter, but he is such like a party amper upper. Like he gets people going. His music is just like can cross.
He throws a pep rally everywhere.
Yes,
everywhere he goes.
Well said.
He is like, yeah, he's perfect.
American Ocelot it. Music with our friend Joni. She's such a front person in there, you know, and they're kind of a new band as well, you know, with Sarah Billingsley on drums. Another girl band, really good stuff. And we'll round it out with Keith Bennett. He's another person who's going to be performing. Talk a little bit about Keith, and then I want to play those five songs.
Go for it. Yeah. Oh, Keith Bennett. Do you want to talk about him, Todd? Keith Bennett is.
Yeah, hang on. I was hacking up a lung. Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Keith brings a very unique dynamic to the whole thing because folks in Boston know Keith from his punk rock and metal action. His legacy as a hard rock, you know, amazing bass player, incredible front man. His band Casket Rats are just absolutely ridiculous. If you have not seen them, then please do yourself a favor and go see that band and see that man perform. It's just, something to aspire to, as you know, from us bass player people. Keith's friendly with many of the people on our label. I've gotten to be friends with him again through our lost friend Jay Potts and our good friend JD Crump, who helps us with live production stuff. And JD and Keith go way back. Keith is, let's just say, it's worth the price of the ticket next Sunday, people, to come see Keith Bennett do the Beatles song that he picked. So it's not the song you think it is. And it's destroy the place.
All right, cool. Can't wait. So again, this is happening Sunday, November 26th at Brighton Music Hall. Tickets are available. I have a link in my show post on Facebook. Let's start off this five-song set. It's just a sampling of some of these artists we've talked about. We're going to start off with a great track from the False Positives. This is Leaves a Mark to start off this set at WMFO.
Thank you.
The kid knows it's no joke. His friends behind him with a knife up to his throat. Betrayed, afraid, the kid's gotta talk his way out of here. Well, the kid gets out in one piece because he never shows no fear. But it leaves a mark that you can't see. A lesson
sticks are thrown.
Yeah.
Punch drunk from the alcohol. Now I'm down at the dispensary. Tell the kids that daddy won't be long. Your mama was right about me when she said that boy's no good. I should have told that witch to save her breath. Oh,
it's WMFO. I'm Mike. It's 8:58 in the morning, and we just heard five songs from the very diverse roster of Rock Garden Records. Guys, we don't have much time at all, but let me just go through this quickly. First, the False Positives we heard with Leaves a Mark, then Holy Smoke with Balance, Crow Follow, oh man, In Between, Little Billy Lost, brand new, never been heard before, called Shout, and John Paul Haida, brand new single that also is brand new, Idling. All right, thank you guys. Really excited about what's going on here. And just to remind everybody one more time, it is on Sunday, November 26th, Brighton Music Hall. It's called Revolution. Rock Garden Records artists celebrate the 55th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album. Todd, yeah. Lisa, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Mike.
All right,
you
Todd.
You are our hero.
I know.
Great Saturday.
As it should be. All right, well, listen, thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon, and thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Skybar will be here next week with the unbelievably cool Smitty Smitty. This is WMFO in Boston. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much.
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.